You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Lowe's knows that free makes everything better. That's why our rewards members get free standard shipping on the things they need and want, starting at Silver Key status every day. Savings for rewards members add up fast, so why wait? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help, you save. Not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/shipping terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit Progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Patty cake, patty cake, baker's man.
If your child has moderate to severe eczema that's not well controlled with prescription topicals, their itchy skin can feel uncomfortable when playing with others. Dupixent, Dupilumab, helps kids as young as 6 months stay ahead of their eczema.
Patty cake, patty cake, baker's man.
So they can have clearer skin and noticeably less itch. Dupixent helps them heal their skin from within, and it's not a cream, steroid, or immunosuppressant. Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor of new or worsening eye problems like eye pain or vision changes, skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor. Dupixent helps your child feel the heal. Ask your child's eczema specialist. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Two-man rush. Daniels wants to throw. He's being chased by Cedric Johnson. Now steps back to the left. Throws toward the back of the end zone. The pass is going to be deflected and incomplete.
It's
there
over.
There is no flag. Ole Miss
it's over.
Has won over LSU 55-49. Wow.
What a game. What a game.
And they're pouring onto the field.
Is a presentation of the Believe Podcast Network. It's time for the Believe in Ole Miss Podcast with your host, Brad Logan, your home for Ole Miss sports. To be a part of the show, email the show at brad.logan@loganmedianetwork.com or shoot him a DM on Twitter at @BradLoganCOTE. Download the show on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts. Please subscribe, rate, and leave a review online. And now, from the vault to the pavilion to Swayze Field, it's all Ole Miss all the time. Here's your host, Brad Logan.
And welcome in the Believe in Ole Miss podcast, a part of the Believe Network. Awful grateful to have Adam Luckett today. He's on Twitter /X at Adam Luckett KSR. He's, of course, with Kentucky Sports Radio. That's an affiliate of On3. And Adam, thanks for joining us today. Obviously, this game between Ole Miss and Kentucky, there's no need to kind of rehash last year. We kind of know how that came about. This year, this game's got kind of a new meaning, new quarterbacks at both places, but same head coaches. I know you've got your thoughts on the game, but I know a lot of Ole Miss fans are excited to have a chance to play a Kentucky team that may be a little bit different than last year, but obviously hoping for a different outcome.
Yeah, and a lot of transfers, both sides, a lot of new faces. For each, and a huge game. You know, I know it's big for Ole Miss. The revenge factor, obviously, last year, Kentucky kind of really stunned them down there in Oxford, Virginia, Kentucky. It's been a weird offseason. There's been some unrest, I'd say, in the fan base, and it's a program that really needs a home win, a big home win, and this could be a spot where they could get that. So really big game, I think, for Kentucky, because there is a lot of angst, I think, right now, with kind of how the Stoops tenure is going. And so they're going to try to go, you know, back to back here as a double digit dog trying to beat Ole Miss 2 years in a row.
Before we get go too deep in the offense and defense, what's the tenor of the Wildcat fan base right now, specifically with head coach Mark Stoops?
Yeah, I think you look at, like, would say the online, a big portion of the online fan base is pretty close to being done or already done, ready to move on. I think when you get into more like the gym pop and the people that, you know, a lot of people that go to the games, it's more like wait and see, but we need to see something sooner rather than later. I think there's two games really early in the year, this one, and then when they go to South Carolina, September 27th, like they need to win one of those games. If they don't, I think there's going to be a lot of tapping out by the fan base. And then just where they are throughout the rest of the season is going to be interesting to see. Stoops has a huge buyout. Like, he's not really on the hot seat. But the fan base is getting close, I would say, to getting checked out. And so they need something good to happen. They enter this game, Brad, having lost seven consecutive SEC home games. They're like 3-15, I believe, in the last 4 or 5 years against power conference teams at home. So, like, they've actually won on the road, been more than respectable on the road, but they haven't won at home. And so that's an ugly streak that's starting to become prevalent now. And so it's a program that reset its roster in the offseason, 50 new players. It was the first time they've ever done an overhaul that big, but they didn't really change any coaches. So they pressed a hard reset on the roster, and they're trying to show that they can do it, flip it this way. But Saturday is really the first big test to see if they've made the changes that they've talked about and then that they needed to make.
Kind of didn't plan on asking this question, but you kind of brought up a good point. Why do you think that this Stoops-led team is so much better on the road versus at home? That's kind of an odd trend.
Yeah, I think defense travels, their style of play, ground and pound, play good defense. I think they typically, as a program, they do best as kind of the chip on their shoulder. So I think they kind of have embraced kind of those road environments. It's us against kind of the world kind of thing. And I feel like there's not as much pressure. You know, you start losing a couple at home, some of that pressure builds up. And I think some of it is just how the schedule has fallen sometimes. Kentucky was playing good football, really, outside of the South Carolina game at home, which was weird last year. They played some of their best football early in the season. And then when they had some of the home games was later in the year when everything started falling apart, when they played Vanderbilt, when they played Auburn, when they played Louisville. So I think a combination of those factors, but I think just stylistically, I think they're kind of built to play well on the road because of just how they kind of – what their identity is and how they go about their business.
Before we get to the rosters, kind of looking at this game in a 10,000-feet view, is it fair to say, even though the rosters on both teams are going to be significantly different than they were last year, the recipe for success for Mark Stoops and this Kentucky team is very similar to last year? Keep Ole Miss's offense off the field, churn the clock as much as possible, and just make it an ugly game. Is that fair to say?
100%. They want to do three things: ball control offense, do not give up big plays on defense, and shrink the total possessions. Like, if you look at the drive chart at the end of the game, if this thing is over 10 or 11 possessions, probably, I would say it probably favors Ole Miss. If it's hanging around 10 or 9, then I think Kentucky's probably got a really good chance to win the football game. That's what they want to do. And that it's it's really imperative this week just from Ole Miss's style of play. But that's kind of their goal every week. And it's why sometimes when they play Georgia, they've been able to hang around, is just because the game's just, there's not a lot of chances for both teams to score. And so you look up and it's like, wow, this is kind of a close game when you didn't expect it.
Looking at this Kentucky offense, a very familiar name that Ole Miss fans, in fact, in the as you heard on the Wednesday teleconference, Lane Kiffin even made mention that Calzada is in his 10th year and thrown for over a million yards or what have you. So he's been around the Southeastern Conference for a number of years. I had a chance to watch the replay of the Kentucky and Toledo game. I thought he managed the offense very well. Really nothing just jumps off the page. I thought they were able to just about out-athlete Toledo in the latter part of the game and kind of opened it up. But your early thoughts on Zach Calzada at quarterback for the Wildcats?
Yeah, the first performance was rough, was subpar, was below expectations. The Kentucky passing game under Stoops has always struggled. It's always been towards the bottom of the conference. So, you know, you didn't have super high expectations, but the sell with Calzada was the experience would give them a higher floor and more consistency week to week. So it was alarming that that's what's the passing performance you saw in week one. It's not just Calzada, even the receivers they brought in. They just brought in a lot of guys who've had experience and playing time and tried to build it kind of through the aggregate at receiver. So all of that is kind of alarming. But at the end of the day, Kentucky is going to win football games based on how well they run the football and how well they play defense. And so while the passing game struggled, they've won games without good passing performances in the past. They had like 60 yards passing against Georgia last year and arguably should have won the game in Kroger Field last year. So they need better, specifically on third down. They need to be able to extend drives on when they drop back to pass. They need to be able to hit some deep shots off play action eventually. And that was what we saw a lot in that week one. It was a lot of just, you know, slinging it deep, trying to hit a big bomb. And so they need to hit on some of those, but that's not going to be a strength of the team. And that's not really what it's going to tell like Kentucky's story this year. Whether it's success or failure really is going to be, can they play their style of play? And their style of play is being able to run the football and play in defense. And so running the football is essential. And if you want to take Kentucky totally out of their game, if you can stop the run, then they're going to be in big trouble.
You buy a pair of socks, that's two socks. You buy a pair of Bombas socks, that's four socks. Because one purchased is one donated. Socks are the number one most requested clothing item in homeless shelters. So when you buy a pair of super comfortable Bombas socks, you're also donating a pair. Bombas customers have powered over 150 million donations. So Bombas would like to thank you 150 million times. But we only have like 30 seconds. Go to bombas.com and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO at checkout.
Hey, I heard your mom was recently diagnosed with wet AMD. How's she doing?
Better, actually. Her doctor started her on Vabysmo. It improved her vision quickly.
Really? My aunt was just diagnosed. How does it work?
Vabysmo is different. It's the only treatment thought to block two causes of wet AMD. And get this, in a survey of 56 retina specialists, 95% said they would choose Vabysmo to treat their own loved ones.
Wow, I'll tell my aunt about it.
Vabysmo is an eye injection. Don't take it if you have an infection, active eye swelling, or are allergic to it. Vabysmo could cause eye infection, retinal detachment, temporary increase in eye pressure, an uncommon risk of heart attack or stroke, or severe swelling of blood vessels in the eye. Report changes to vision or eye pain to your retina specialist right away. Ask your doctor about Vabysmo as soon as you notice any vision changes. Visit Vabysmo.com or call 1-833-EYEGENE for patient assistance programs, cost, and full prescribing information.
From the first bite of crispy catfish to the last blues riff and sunset over one of the mightiest rivers among moss-draped oaks, Mississippi is more than you imagine. Just like the Toyota Corolla, which doesn't just offer more value and better fuel economy, but now comes with a sleek design and cutting-edge technology. What better way to explore Mississippi's unexpected places than in a car that's more than expected? Toyota Corolla. Much more than you expect. Toyota. Let's go places. See packages and options at toyota.com for feature availability.
Basically, from some people that I talked to, Seth McGowan was going to be that guy that got north and south, could fly, could go fast. And then Dante Dowdle would be the guy that's kind of the bruiser. Wasn't necessarily the case against Toledo. In fact, I thought Dowdle looked really good running the football That's a name that Ole Miss fans remember. They recruited him hard out of Picayune High School in Mississippi, would eventually go to Oregon, then transfer to Nebraska, and then ended up at Kentucky. I thought he probably deserved the game ball in the win over Toledo. That running back room surprised you a little bit, how good Dowdell looked?
Yeah, McGowan was a guy they really kind of gushed about and kind of sounded like their RB1. Where the early returns on Dante Dowdell was that he was going to be involved in the offense, but it wasn't like we weren't really sure, but we knew like short yardage, he was going to be like maybe the go-to guy. I think in that game, the breakaway run, we haven't seen that speed. I didn't see that speed when you kind of watched his tape at Nebraska, and I thought he looked bigger and faster in his first game at Kentucky. We'll see if that plays out long-term. But, yeah, I think he was maybe the biggest surprise in a week one, and he looks like a guy that can be, you know, a consistent force. And Kentucky, I think they feel really good about that 1-2 punch. They have at tailback. You're going to see number three, McGowan, number two, Dowdell rotating in. And again, like I think Dowdell's big sell was keeping the offense ahead of the chains, and that's but maybe their number one task, but they're going to need, you know, some home runs from that running back room. And you saw, I think McGowan kind of proved some, he can do that more in his past. We haven't really seen it much from Dowdell, but you saw it on that one big run. So that's definitely, I think, got your antennas up if you're, you know, Kentucky fan, because that can add an extra punch to the offense.
Not a great day throwing the football, as you mentioned earlier, by Calzada. Some experience though at wide receiver with Kendrick Law, Jamori Macklin, those are two names that kind of jump off the page during the preseason. What'd you see out of the wide receiver room and the ineffective of the forward pass? Was it more on Calzada? Was it route running? Was it the defense of Toledo? What kind of limited Kentucky in the passing game?
Yeah, I think you mentioned those two names. Jamori Macklin and Kendrick Law were expected to be the top two targets. Bush Hamden at Kentucky's like kickoff luncheon, Kentucky's offensive coordinator, pretty much said, yeah, everything we do in the passing game is going to run through Law. And then you get out there in the game and he really wasn't, they really didn't have targets, or really didn't make a concerted effort to get the ball to Macklin and Law. Now, why did that happen? Was it something Calzada did, or were they slow playing? Like, what was going on there? So that's something I think we're going to find out more this week. But for the passing game, I think they got off to a rough start. I think Calzada got in his head a little bit. And then they had a stretch in this game between possessions 3 through 5 where they went interception, where Calzada, like, ball gets bad at the line, ball gets picked, kind of a tough play. Interception, but then Calzada takes a bad safety, and then they have a chunk play. They're about to be in the red zone, and a tight end, Willie Rodriguez, fumble. So I think they kind of got in their heads a little bit in that game. So, like, they're trying to hit the reset button again with this passing game. But as the season plays out, the expectation still is that Macklin's going to kind of be their vertical threat potentially. But Law is going to kind of be the guy they get the ball, quick game, screens, jet sweeps, slants potentially, and just try to take advantage of his kind of run after catch ability. When they talk about him, the word that comes up is kind of a running back. So, like, they like what he can do. I think once he gets the ball in his hands, it's just getting the ball in his hands and giving him some space to operate. I would be pretty surprised if they don't come out early and make a concerted effort to get Law the football after what happened last week.
Very similar to other programs across the Southeastern Conference, 4 transfers on the offensive line. The lone Kentucky Wildcat holdover from last year, it appears, is Jaeger Burton. Did I say the first name right?
Yeah, Jagger Burton and Jalen Farmer, the two returning starters. Jalen Farmer, right. Now, Jalen Farmer transferred in last year from Florida originally.
Okay. Overall thoughts, I know they had the safety, but overall thoughts on that offensive front, you know, the same things at Ole Miss. They've got a kind of a new offensive line. They've got new faces on defense, especially the secondary. There's a lot of meshing that has to go right. Your thoughts on the meshing of that offensive line this past Saturday?
Yeah, like if you were going to have a pie chart for how Kentucky spent money this offseason on the roster, the offensive line would be a huge chunk of that. Like, they've really spent their resources on fixing this. Kentucky, unlike I think some other offenses, can't really scheme around poor offensive line play. Like, this has to be a strength for their football team for them to have success. So they hit the portal hard to get Shai Ospe, left tackle from New Mexico State, beat out Michigan for him. Joshua Braun, who was a multi-year starter at Arkansas playing left guard, and then Alex Wolfschlager,
Boeing was an all-MAC right tackle. So this is a rebuilt offensive line. Week one, I think they were, if you're going to rank position units, they were towards the top for Kentucky just from play. They've kind of, they did what they should have done against a MAC defensive front, created movement in the run game. They slowly leaned on them. And then that's why you saw, I think, that big Dowdall run where he's not touched toward, in the fourth quarter, and ran for over 200 yards, had an efficient day. Pass protection was leaky at times, but for the most part, Calzada had clean pockets to operate from. But a big key for Kentucky season is how good is this offensive line. If it's good, they're going to be able to play their style of ball, and they're going to create close games. They're going to have a chance to win games. If it's bad, they are in trouble. And so they need this offensive line to be good. And they, you could, that was like a quiz, but this is the first test, right? Ole Miss is the first test in week two. Did this rebuilt offensive line, can it go? Can it reset the line of scrimmage? Can it make an impact in an SEC game? And we're going to find out on Saturday, but Kentucky spent a lot of money to try to make that happen. We're going to see if they can make it happen on Saturday.
A lot of Ole Miss fans had nightmares following that Kentucky game because of the two big defensive tackles for the Wildcats. And I think their names escape me, but I think they're both in the NFL now. Does that sound right, Adam?
Yeah, Deion Walker's playing for the Bills right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
And had a really good training camp.
So he just wreaked havoc on Ole Miss all day last year against Jackson Dart. On that defensive front, how did they restock that defensive front, and how did they look to you this past Saturday?
Yeah, Walker is with the Bills, and then Keyshawn Walker's playing out at USC. So neither of them are on the team. But Kentucky has consistently recruited defensive line well. They've developed, I think, really well at this position, and they went in the portal and found some reinforcement. David Gusta from Washington State was a guy a lot of people wanted in the portal. Kentucky landed him, spent some money on him. So he's a guy they're really excited about, kind of going to play nose tackle, but also will shift out and be kind of a pass rushing three tech defensive tackle. And then they're eight deep, I think, there. McQuise Humphrey Grace is another guy they added, tweaked his ankle last week, but he's listed as probable. He's expected to play. He was a first team FCS All-American in South Dakota. He's a guy they're really excited about. And then their overall pass rush, they feel like they can really impact games with their rush. They've got multiple guys. They've got an interior rushers with Gusta now and some other guys that I don't think they've had in the past. And they've got some guys that I think can turn, they can turn the corner. Steven Soles had a big game last year, but Cam Olds was a Kent State transfer that's got some pass rush potential as an edge rusher. And they got some young guys that are really coming on. The big question with them is just the run defense. Where is the run defense at? Can they create enough passing downs? That is a big question. It looked really good in week one. We'll find out if it can do it again. But if Kentucky's defense can stop the run and create passing downs, their secondary is really experienced, and they got the guys I think they believe they can have their best pass rush unit in a few years this year. And so their plan is going to be stop the run, create passing downs, and then kind of wreak havoc and try to create some turnovers on second and longs and third and longs. And they seem like they have the pieces in place to do that.
At one point during the game, I think they held Toledo to 7 points. And I felt like it was a really good defensive game plan. You know, I know those are words are said a lot about a Mark Stoops defense. Davern Rayner, DJ Waller Jr., both transfers. And then Ty Bryant, the safety, has been a part of the team along with Jordan Lovett. So some names, John Quease Hardaway, the senior transfer. Who are some names Ole Miss fan could be looking for, whether it be a linebacker in the secondary, to be possibly making plays on Saturday?
Yeah, Alex Safari, number three at linebacker. He was a guy they recruited, to play cornerback. Then they moved him to safety. Then they moved him to kind of their hybrid big nickel position. And then last year they moved him again to inside linebacker. And he started, I believe, the last five games, Brad, and it was a struggle for him. But it seems like the light has came on, and he is a playmaker. He was a playmaker when he played that big nickel position for them, and he really popped in a big way against Toledo. He was the best player on the field, and he can run sideline to sideline. He can strike, and he's got a ton of experience. He's going to be a draft pick because if this linebacker experiment goes well. So he is probably Kentucky's, I'd say, their best player right now. Gusta, who I mentioned early, number 60, has got potential to be – a game record for them. And then their two cornerbacks are both really long. DJ Waller, number 5, and JQ Hardaway, number 6, both have experience. And for the Stoops style, they want to play a lot of zone, and they want to clog holes. And they've typically been at their best when they've got long corners, and they have that this year. And so the windows for them, they try to make those windows smaller than they would be typically when you see his own defense. And so those are really the players. I'd say 63, 5, and 6 are kind of Kentucky's. Those are the players they need to play well consistently. And that's kind of their defense. But again, they do have a more of a well-rounded roster, I would say, this year, and they don't have the clear stars, but they have more depth, and their bet is that this is going to lead to more consistent play across the board throughout the season. But Brad White's been there a long time now calling plays, and they have really high floor, and they're going to play good defense more times than not when they go out here.
What's the ceiling, in your opinion, for this team? 8-4, 7-5, 9-4. What do you think?
I think if everything went right, like, and they hit on those things, they would probably go 7-5 is the ceiling. Like 7-5, you go 4-5 in the SEC games plus Louisville. That is the ceiling, I think, for this team. Because they didn't really make the huge, like, kind of star swings in the portal. Most of their additions, I felt like, were just to try to raise the floor to prevent the collapse that they saw last year. And so I think they're probably looking at a season between 5-7 and 7-5, and we'll just see. And it's going to be, I think, based on these 50-50 games they get in, how what that record ends up being. But it's a team we're going to get in the SEC, and I think we're going to see that they don't have necessarily the stars that some of these other teams have. So I think that lowers the ceiling a little bit. But this year for Kentucky is really just, can we build a foundation and find stability again before we try to climb up? Because last year got so off schedule and off tracks. Right now they're just trying to get the cart back on the tracks and moving forward.
Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO at checkout.
Ole Miss fans, football is back, and there's only one place to make picks and win money all season long. Underdog. Playing on Underdog is easy. Simply pick whether your favorite players in any sport will go higher or lower on stats. For Ole Miss, that's touchdowns, receiving yards, interceptions, and more. Think Ole Miss quarterback Austin Simmons will go over or under 2.5 passing touchdowns in his debut against Georgia State? I'm thinking he gets at least 3 in a Rebel rout to start the 2025-26 campaign. Could Ole Miss great and Philadelphia Eagle A.J. Brown go over 0.5 combined rushing and receiving touchdowns in the NFL opener against the Dallas Cowboys? Get your picks right and you can win up to 5,000 times your cash. And you can play with as little as $1. Download the Underdog app today and sign up with my promo code CHAMPIONS to score $50 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. That's promo code CHAMPIONS. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Underdog. Make picks. Win money. Must be 18 years or older to play. 19 plus in Alabama and Nebraska, 19 plus in Colorado for some games, 21 plus in Arizona, Massachusetts, and Virginia. Must be present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. See UnderdogFantasy.com for details. Offer not valid in Maryland, Michigan, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. In New York, call the 247-HOPE-LINE at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Build a polished wardrobe that shows you stay you wherever you go with Mack Weldon. Use code MACK25 for 25% off your first order of $125 or more at MackWeldon.com.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
From the first bite of crispy catfish to the last blues riff and sunset over one of the mightiest rivers among moss-draped oaks, Mississippi is more than you imagine. just like the Toyota Corolla, which doesn't just offer more value and better fuel economy, but now comes with a sleek design and cutting-edge technology. What better way to explore Mississippi's unexpected places than in a car that's more than expected? Toyota Corolla, much more than you expect. Toyota, let's go places. See packages and options at toyota.com for feature availability.
At City of Hope, we are driven. Driven to stop lung cancer. To respond to its every change, its every mutation, with a new treatment approach. To meet the most complex cases with the latest innovations. To analyze cancer down to its DNA. Then fight it with the newest surgical, radiation, and immunotherapies. To never give up. So you can be driven by hope. Learn more at cityofhope.org.
Just for those watching and listening, here's how Kentucky's schedule breaks down, and this is where Adam was referring to getting to seven wins. It won't be easy. It would be easy for any team in the conference. The schedule is very difficult this year, especially if what happens with Auburn and Vanderbilt and they're as good as they possibly could, along with South Carolina. So open with Toledo, win that one. Ole Miss, I would think, would be a huge component for Kentucky getting to those seven wins by beating the Rebels. Eastern Michigan and then at South Carolina, those are all games in which South Carolina could win. Then you go at Georgia, you would think that would definitely be a tough one to pull off. Come home against a Texas team that we don't really know right now, a Texas team that lost to Ohio State. And then Tennessee at home, I think anything can happen in that game as Tennessee's kind of breaking in Joey Aguilar. Then you quarterback, then you go on the road against Auburn. Who knows where Auburn will be at that point during the season. Come home against Florida, Tennessee Tech before going to Vanderbilt and to Louisville. So seven is absolutely on the table for the Wildcats, but it's going to be tough. And you know, Adam, out of all of those games, and let's hypothetically say that that history prevails and they're able to rekindle some magic from last year and the Wildcats go 4-0, that sets up a 3 or 4 stretch run at Carolina, at Georgia, Texas, and Tennessee, what I feel like will absolutely kind of pave the way for Kentucky should they win on Saturday.
Yeah, I kind of look at the schedule like this. It's kind of a two-part schedule. Some of their most winnable games are after the halfway point. Like when you look at the winnable Power Conference games, you get Tennessee at home, you get Florida at home. At Vanderbilt, at Louisville, like you're going to, and then Tennessee Tech, you feel like you're going to have a fighting chance in all of those to win all those football games.
Yeah.
The key is to get into that point, at least 3-3, because you get there 3-3, and then you have a path, I think, to 6-6, 7-5. But you can only get there 3-3 if you beat one of Ole Miss or South Carolina. And so, like, I don't want to say Ole Miss is the most important game, but it feels like maybe a 1A. Like these two games in September, with Ole Miss and South Carolina, and typically under Stoops, they've played some of their best games in September, early SEC games. So if they don't get one of these, it's like how much could it unravel? Because you mentioned that middle chunk when they have the byes mixed in there, it could be a long time without wins, right? Like you could, if you lose to South Carolina, lose to Georgia, lose to Texas, that's a month they're going to go without winning a football game potentially. And so so to build up some momentum and some just positivity early is, I think, imperative and really important for this football program. And that's why I think this game is so big. And if they don't lose this game, then that game at South Carolina becomes monstrous.
And you hate to use the words must win, and especially early on in the season. So, but the importance level of this game, honestly, you know, Adam, for both teams is incredibly high because the season – for Ole Miss will be dramatically different if they lose this game against Kentucky.
Yeah, I think you look at, you know, I don't want to speak for Ole Miss, but like they have 8 home games, right? You know, the road slates are not, the road games outside of Georgia are very, very, very manageable. They might be favored in all those games. So like, you know, I know they're resetting a little bit. There's a path, like the schedule's got a like playoff path, right? It's just, can the team take advantage of that? Like you lose to Kentucky early, that would knock them off track a little bit. And so, but if you beat Kentucky early, you can build up some momentum and start rolling. So for them, like this win could be like a big step in the right direction, where for Kentucky, they just really, really need some positivity and a good moment in the season. And we'll find out how it plays out Saturday afternoon, Kroger Field.
Yeah. Before we go today, we kind of mentioned it at the top of the show. the path to victory for Kentucky. What is that path? And if we talked and Kentucky wins this game 28-24, I feel like it would be in the 20s should Kentucky prevail. What has to happen for the Wildcats to upset Ole Miss as we sit right now about a 10.5-point underdog?
Yeah, I think they have to run the football effectively and efficiently. I don't think it has to be run crazy, but you should look up and at the end of the game and thought, oh, they ran the ball well. I think on the other side, when you're watching this game, Kentucky has to win that line of scrimmage battle. Like when you're watching it, you should say, oh, Kentucky's winning this matchup. Those two are non-negotiables, I think. And then thirdly, I would throw in like turnover, special teams. Can you get a big play to kind of flip the game? Can you hit on a couple passes? And then can the defense do what they've done against Ole Miss the last couple times, which is hold them, you know, to 21 to 24 points, essentially 17 to 24 points. And then can the offense score enough to win the game? And that's how I think that's Kentucky's blueprint to win. If they get down two possessions early, or if it becomes a game where almost borderline shootout, then they're going to be in real trouble. But if they can get Ole Miss to play in the mud, you know, keep this close into the third and fourth quarter, I think they're going to have a really good chance.
He's Adam Luckett, does a great job covering the Kentucky Wildcat for Kentucky Sports Radio. That's KSR. It's also the On3 affiliate for the Wildcats. I want to say a special thank you to Ms. Tyler Thompson for being so kind to give me a lot of information about the Wildcats and also to hook us up, Adam. I've really enjoyed this conversation. Great intel. Be sure and follow Adam on Twitter. That's at Adam Luckett KSR. And we look forward to seeing you in Lexington in a couple days, Adam. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks, Brad.
Today's show is brought to you in part by BetOnline. Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all of the latest odds, news, and sports developments for the NBA playoffs, Major League Baseball, fights, and NFL futures. BetOnline is your continued source for all sports wagering needs, including live betting and the fan favorite Vegas Casino and Poker Games. It's really easy to get started. Just head on over to the website, use your mobile device, and sign up today. Use our promo code BLEAV50, B-L-E-A-V, 50, and receive your 50% welcome bonus in your first deposit. But online, where the game starts. Today's show is brought to you in part by Realtor Debbie Alderson Johnson. If you're looking for a spot in the Oxford area or, quite frankly, anywhere in Mississippi, that is your go-to. Remember, real estate industry since 2003. Looking for that special ag property, maybe a recreational property, maybe a commercial real estate property, or a new home. Debbie does a great job and can be your real estate agent today. Just contact her directly at 662-234-5555. Of course, that's a member of the Kessinger Real Estate family, KessingerRealEstate.com, and Debbie has been with them for quite a few years. If you need to get her directly, just dial her cell phone at 662-689-0090. Remember, your go-to for real estate, whether it be commercial, farm, or maybe you need that home. Maybe you need that second home in Oxford. You're looking maybe to relocate to Oxford. Part of the real estate family, the Kessinger Real Estate family. Debbie Johnson, your realtor, 662-234-5555, or call her cell phone at 662-689-0090. Debbie Johnson, a proud sponsor here on the Believe in Ole Miss podcast.
Custom t-shirts, quarter zip polos, collegiate brands, twhites.com is your go-to for all custom apparel and collegiate apparel, including Ole Miss. For custom apparel, just log on to www.twhites.com. Give them a call, 601-667-5533, or shoot them an email at sales@twhites.com. For the custom side, just go to twhites.com and enter all of your information. Are you looking for screen printing on a tee or a hoodie? Maybe embroidery on a hat, polo, or jacket? How about a promotional item? Cup, koozies, pins, mugs, a leather patch hat? Just let us know the date and we'll be in touch with you as soon as possible. Fast shipping is available. But if you live in central Mississippi, you don't want to ship it, no problem. We'll have a local pickup for you available in Flora, Mississippi. T-Whites offers high-quality custom t-shirts, apparel, and promotional products. They take the frustration out of the ordering process and offer every customer an expert to guide them through the process. With millions of products to choose from, the process is way too time-consuming and stressful to click around on a website for hours. At T-Whites, you speak to real people real fast. Your expert is a call or email away and will make personalized recommendations based on your need. From companies big to small, they work with them all and offer all full-service screen printing and embroidery services. They provide their customers online pre-sale hosting, warehousing, and fulfillment services. You can always give them a call at 601-667-5533. Shoot them an email at sales@twhites.com. T. White's, proud sponsor of the Logan Media Network. The Grove Collective and Dead Soxie, two words that have gone together since the beginning. Dead Soxie wants you to remember, make every step count. Go to deadsoxie.com and look at the latest styles that are available. Upgrade your game day with socks that financially support the Rebels and the Grove Collective. Every step you take shapes the future of Ole Miss athletics, and upgrade your socks today and elevate Ole Miss. Just go to deadsoxie.com and there you'll see all of the selection of socks that you can get. And a really cool feature is, don't have time to go to the website and order? Just go ahead and sign up today. The NIL Sock Subscription Program with Dead Soxie. They'll ship right to your door. But you go onto the website and you can see all types of socks. You've got the team colorways, that's of course your long dress socks, or the more casual option, like the beer showers, all aboard the Lane Train, Drip and the Sip, all names that you are very familiar with. And if you log on today, use that promo code Logan, L-O-G-A-N, and get 20% off today. And if you become a VIP, you get a free pair with an instant coupon today. Just go to the website, deadsoxie.com. Any pair you want, you pick. Our VIP insiders enjoy some serious perks and benefits at deadsoxie.com. Probably my favorite deal going on right now, just for members, a weekly supply, the 7-pack Oxford Edition Team Colorways, is on sale now, and it is a great price. deadsoxie.com. A proud supporter here on the Logan Media Network. And remember, every home game, we have the pregame video at the Dead Soxie pop-up tent. We'd love for you to come by and say hello at the northwest corner of Vaught-Hemingway Stadium. Jason is always there, and it's always great to see friends every single game at the Dead Soxie pop-up tent. By the way, last time, 2-for-1. I think Jason may have something up his sleeve this week as well. It's deadsoxie.com, a proud supporter here on the Believe in Ole Miss podcast and the Logan Media Network.
Are you ready for delicious blueberry donuts? What about savory crispy chicken and wonderful tasty sides? Well, get ready, because Connie's Chicken is coming to Oxford. See you soon for some good eats and good times.
Hi there. Did you know that Connie's Chicken offers catering? Whether it's a large event, a small event, tailgate, or business party, Connie's is perfect for just about every occasion. Connie's Chicken Catering. Order today.
Give Connie's a call today for that perfect tailgate order, 662-934-7252, or you can email them, catering@connieschicken.com. Be sure and tell them you heard about it on the Logan Media Network. Looking for a quick order? Just go to connieschicken.com, order online today, or you can give them a call, 662-380-5106 at connieschicken.com. The combos, they've got them for you. The fried chicken sandwich combo, chicken tender combo, two-piece bone-in chicken combo, four-piece bone-in chicken combo. How about this? The little cluckers for the kids. Everybody's covered at Connie's Chicken. And for dessert, don't forget the blueberry donut. I promise you'll thank me later. Tell them you heard about it on the Logan Media Network. Connie's Chicken, West Jackson Avenue in Oxford. Hi, this is Brad Logan. The Grove Collective's mission is to support, elevate, and protect the well-being of all our student-athletes through a wide range of NIL opportunities and initiatives at Ole Miss. The Collective was established to deliver a best-in-class NIL experience that is worthy of the student-athletes who give their all for Ole Miss. This consolidated and sustainable model provides premium access and experiences between our members, corporate partners, and our athletes. To support all Ole Miss athletes and their NIL platforms, visit thegrovecollective.com. That's the GroveCollective.com. Join our team. Become a member today.
You've been listening to the Believe in Ole Miss podcast with your host, Brad Logan. Download the show on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts. Please subscribe, rate, and leave a review online. Be sure and check us out on Twitter at Brad Logan, C-O-T-E, and at Believe Podcasts, as well as Facebook, Brad Logan Media. From the Vaught to the Pavilion to Swayze Field, it's all Ole Miss all the time. This has been the Believe in Ole Miss podcast, a presentation of the Believe Podcast Network.
If you're living with diabetic macular edema, or DME, then you know it's not just about losing your vision. It's about losing access to life and the cherished moments that make life meaningful. With Vabysmo Faricimab SVOA, you can improve and protect your vision and rediscover that connection to the world. Vabysmo is an FDA-approved treatment for individuals with DME that improves vision and offers the chance of up to 4 months between treatments, which means getting back to doing the activities you cherish. Vabysmo is an eye injection. Don't take it if you have an infection, active eye swelling, or are allergic to it. Vabysmo could cause eye infection, retinal detachment, temporary increase in eye pressure, an uncommon risk of heart attack or stroke, or severe swelling of blood vessels in the eye. Report changes to vision or eye pain to your retina specialist right away. So ask your doctor about Vabysmo as soon as you notice any vision changes. Visit Vabysmo.com or call 1-833-IG for patient assistance programs, cost, and full prescribing information.
From the first bite of crispy catfish to the last blues riff and sunset over one of the mightiest rivers among moss-draped oaks, Mississippi is more than you imagine. Just like the Toyota Corolla, which doesn't just offer more value and better fuel economy, but now comes with a sleek design and cutting-edge technology. What better way to explore Mississippi's unexpected places than in a car that's more than expected? Toyota Corolla. Much more than you expect. Toyota. Let's go places. See packages and options at toyota.com for feature availability.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than two decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com, Upwork.com.